any moment now, Stenwald whispered, as though the enemy, hundreds of yards away, might overhear him. From along the wall he heard a steady thump, 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 as miners' huge rock launchers hurled missile after missile into the ground troops advancing beyond the wall.
They're at the gate.
Marius was still staring into space, but Stenwald knew that one of his men was positioned on a rooftop closer to the action, watching on his behalf.
Then it must be now, Stenwald said. Now!
He tried to focus the jittery telescope on the gates, saw them flex inwards momentarily and heard the boom of the battering ram.
Now,
he said again uselessly, for still nothing happened. All that time he had spent with the artificers of Myna, charging the earth in front of the gates with powder, and nothing.
Perhaps they got it wrong, Marius suggested.
Again the ram boomed against the metal-shod gates, and they groaned like a creature in pain before it. I switch off the car's engine and check the time. I'm an hour early. Perhaps I was overcautious about the potential hold-ups on my 15-minute journey this morning. I'm parked up outside a bride's parents' house at 8:30 a.m, ready to photograph what will be my last ever wedding. I pick up a copy of a bridal magazine that is lying in the footwell of the passenger seat. Jen, today's bride, sent it to me because her venue is featured in this month's issue. I'm not a regular reader of bridal magazines, but I've got an hour to kill, so have a quick flick through. A sentence in bold on one of the first few pages catches my eye. Choosing the colour scheme for your wedding will be one of the most important decisions you ever make. I want to start banging my head against the steering wheel, but a lady walking her dog down the street towards me makes me resist. I smile at her instead. She smiles back, then realises I'm a lone man, suspiciously parked on a side street in the early morning, reading a bridal magazine, and quickens her step. Susanna clenched her hands and shoved them against Nate's chest, once again making him the target of her frustrated and pent-up energy.
You owe it to me to tell me. I won't believe he's alive until I see him for myself.
She pushed against him, knocking him slightly off balance.
I want the full truth, Rain. Everything.
She glared at him.
You've deceived me long enough.
I may have, but it wasn't for any nefarious purpose, I assure you. It was to ensure your brother's safety. It is for that very reason that I cannot reveal his location.
But is he in England?
Pop it. His voice held a note of warning. Nate squeezed her hands, willing her to accept his mandate.
Drat the man.
Susanna wiped her wet face with the back of her hand. Nate shoved the handkerchief at her again.
Did that school teach you nothing?
He sighed. Dry your eyes and your nose. Nate gestured to the settee over by the fireplace, which he quickly righted. Sit down, and I will answer whatever questions you have that I can answer.
Ah, what's this? A lost lamb so far from the shepherd and the path. So far from those that keep you safe and from you, yourself. You, dear reader, I do mean you. How did you come to find such a place? So convincing, is it not, this dream of ours? Is that what the sage said? Why not wade a little further? It could be no worse than what came before. It can be far worse. Shall I show you something? Just there. Can you see them? Shining in the sun. Look. You see him, don't you? There's Marcus. And Aura, just there, and Simple Reed. So beautiful they are, as they were meant to be. Preserved here, if nowhere else.
A figure rose from the shadows. A silhouette. Cirrus was sure of it, as if two black hills were rolling under the haze.
Gods, no, he thought. Not hills. Shoulders.
With a deafening shriek, the beast barreled through the rest of the demolished door, toppling the ram.
Ah! He roared back.
His blunderbuss slipped through his fingers as he barreled into the pews. The beast towered over Dagfinn, rearing and writhing. Cirrus saw the beast in the burning light, seizing and swiping and shrieking as it swung unsightly, chaotic limbs at the ram, tearing the pews around him apart.
"Run, you fool, run!"
shouted the sage. Cirrus dashed away, narrowly missing one of the Colossus's errant swings.
A monster among his own. One of the accursed, but far worse.
Larger, hairier. Its hulking muscles were lined with pustules that swathed sinewy limbs, a great bull ape of power and rage.